8:39, we have emergency triple team traffic. Any better at all, Andy?
It is. In fact, just waiting on one vehicle left on the left shoulder for northbound I-15 at 33rd South to somebody get in the car and drive away. There's actually somebody still standing outside their car right on the edge of the HOV lane, which is pretty dangerous. So be careful if you're coming up on 33rd South in that HOV lane. The slowing from the crash, though, still stretching back to the south interchange. Not the stop and go we typically see when multiple lanes are blocked, though. And it is improving, but the worst portion is in that initial backup right over 215 and heading up into Murray. Eric Butler.
We have an eastbound accident on I-80. This is between the two Grantsville exits, and it is causing some slowdowns as the lanes are shut down while they clean that up. Down Utah County, no problems as you move from Provo and Orem up through American Fork and Lehigh northbound I-15. Heather?
No delays on I-15 or Legacy Parkway if you're trying to make your way into Salt Lake City or the opposite direction for that matter. But US 89 is getting extremely busy between I-84 and the Harrison Boulevard turnoff. You're going to see delays there. Moving across country, need to know about wards, seminaries, youth programs? LDSAgents.com can help. Visit LDSAgents.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.